Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. Now slip into your boat shoes and squeeze your sweetest meatballs. We're about to set sail.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luce Cannon, joined by the blocking Baco. How are you, sir?
I am well, Luce. It's good to talk to you again. Of course, I'm blocking Adele. I want to apologize to our listeners for last episode. There will not be any Adele going forward on Cobras and Fire. Not if I have anything to say about it, Luce.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew Adele and Steelheart had a connection?
Yeah, we can thank the mothership for that.
Yes, yes. So anyway, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, happy Valentine's Day. Did you do anything fun for V-Day?
No, I think I forgot to even get the wife something. I'm pretty much an asshole.
Well, it's always great when it lands on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's perfect, right? I mean, but Valentine's Day is always such a joke. I on the way home, though, I did stop at one of those mom-and-pop flower stores that apparently use Valentine's Day to make their entire quarterly profit.
I'd say total fiscal year profit.
I walk in there, and they're the shittiest little bunches of flowers for like $50. I walk in there, I go, nope, not supporting local business. I'm like, I'm out of there.
So I drive by a florist almost daily, and they have one of those big signs where you like put your specials on with these slide-in numbers and letters, right?
Sure.
And it almost always has the price of a dozen roses, and like the week leading up to Valentine's Day, it's like $35, and then the day after, it's back to the regular $12.99 or something, you know?
Oh, that's even light. I saw two dozen roses for $120 in this place.
Yeah, but you got a vase with that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Comes with a vase. Didn't we mention? So anyway, moving past Cupid and true love. And
we said this is going to be the year of fashion. What are you wearing, Luce?
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're cut to that. I am tonight wearing a Nike baseball cap. I am adorned with a, what's the brand at Target? Champion?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've got that, like a flannel zip-up pullover. I've got, again, the striped pants that are the of the Reebok variety.
Okay.
And a pair of black socks that I have not changed since 6 a.m. this morning when I went to work. So,
I know.
How about you, please?
Well, I am adorned in Nike shower shoes. I have a pair of pajama pants on and a Calgary Flames T-shirt.
Okay. Oh, not the the typical T-shirt you usually wear. The
no, listen York- back to that. I cleaned out my rotation. I got a fresh batch of shirts going through now.
Now, here's the main question. Are you tucked or untucked?
Oh, I'm untucked.
Okay. So I want to make sure I didn't know if you were...
Man, how sad would that be if you're tucking in a T-shirt into your pajama pants?
Well, you're ready to interview Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Let me get my shirt tucked in here.
Ready to go. Anybody needs an eyewitness, I'm ready. I won't be there, but I know exactly what happened.
See a previous episode for that. As anybody listening to the last episode knows, that we launched our, or pays attention on our Facebook page, we launched a little bit of a crowdfunder called the Buy Us a Beer Program, where anybody for as little as $5 can, as a contribution to the show to help our cover our annual fees, can pick a beer that we'll go out buy, and we'll be drinking it while we're podcasting, and we'll share our thoughts on it and give a shout out to the purchaser.
Yeah, so
is that the right way to say it? That purchaser? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The person that's contributed towards podcast gold fuel.
Yes.
So, first off, we want to thank...
Fueled by beer.
We want to thank Jason Kearney, right?
Yeah, Reno, Nevada, if I'm not, if I'm correct.
Somewhere in Nevada.
Yeah,
somewhere
okay.
In Vegas or Reno, one of those areas. But thank you very much. He's definitely helped us in the past. And we
are... Thank you, Jason.
We have each tracked down. What is the name of the beer?
It's Elysian Space Dust, and of course, it's a fucking IPA. So, right up my alley, Kearney. Thank you.
It's definitely my alley. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's definitely snobby
for me. I'm sure it's
good. Oh yeah. So, but let me
crack mine here.
Crack it open.
Oh, that just took my eye out. Take a quick whiff.
So here's what I was...
man, that smells like a gym sock. Mm.
Well, here's how I think we should review it. We should review the label, the presentation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We should then say the ABV, okay? And then we'll take a taste. Is that acceptable to you?
Sure. And the ABV is how much alcohol is in it for the people listening. So anyway, what do you think of this label? It's got a hop blowing space dust.
Yes, and the actual six pack that I purchased actually has really shiny stars on the side of it. Yes, so it's...
Well, is your wife going to see that major dent taken out of your checking account?
Well, it's covered by Jason Kearney.
Yeah, I know.
So it's fine. So yeah, so it's well, we'll describe it to you. It's a Space Dust IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It is the hopping is pure Star Glow energy.
Ooh.
With Chinook to bitter and late and dry additions of Citra and Amarillo. Now, I have to tell you, I am a big fan of the Citra hops. I finally figured out that IPAs, they're lighter in color and have Citra hops, are definitely the better ones. Now, would you like to add anything to it, or would you like to get down to it and taste it?
Let's give it a taste, man. I'm thirsty.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Well, I guarantee this is knocking you out near side. This is definitely for an IPA. It's 8.2%. So,
oh man, you need like a knife and fork to drink this. Jesus.
Yeah,
this is hearty.
Exactly. So, you know.
Oh boy, that aftertaste is going to be there in the morning.
Oh yeah, I know. This is one that you have once in a night. This is not one you crank
up once and brush your teeth and make sure you get the tongue down there or the back of your tongue.
This is not a six pack you clean off during a Vikings game.
I would not make it to the third quarter. No. Oh my god, I'd wake up with my cats licking my face and probably licking the vomit off my cheek or something.
You'd have a whole conversation about how many times your cat has usurped you, I think.
Did I eat all the little Smokies already? Ugh.
But anyway, thank you very much, Jason. And if you would like
cheers,
to contribute,
Jason yeah, cheers. Kearney. Clink.
But there you go. So, yeah, we really appreciate it. But let's get down to business.
And by the way, you too can go to our Facebook page. You can look track down our crowdfunder and just drop $5 in the bucket and tell us what kind of beer you want us to drink and share. And we'll give you a shout out on the show. And
also a picture.
And a picture, yeah. And by the time this episode's out, the picture of us post hoisting our Elysian space dust in the air will be on the Facebook page as well. And Kearney will know because he'll have been tagged in it.
All right. So what else do you want to cover before we actually talk about the subject of today's show?
What is today's subject?
Well, we are going to talk about your favorite country, your favorite source of music, something you've been asking me to do for a very long time, and that's we are going to talk about bands from Sweden. What do you say?
Yeah, I got nothing. Show's over. How many of them have female singers?
None on my list. Okay, actually. Right. None. So, you know, obviously we just, must right now, we just lost a... We just lost the Meister. He just automatically dialed out right now.
Oh, no chick singer, sorry.
Nope. But, yeah, man, I mean, Sweden, what I noticed in, I saw this in Decibel Geek at one point, too, was that there are so many, the UK and Sweden are by far the main sources for bands that I like that are of the new breed, or at least ones I've discovered more bands. Even if they're older, I realize they're it, of the Swedish variety. You have any Swedish jokes you want to throw in there first before we go forward?
I can do an impression of the Swedish chef from Muppets.
Oh, please do. Well, how about you use that? There's more than that. Why don't you intro the song for me using that kind of thing?
Okay, what song are we going with?
Well, hold on for a second. I want to go into something that you don't like. You think you don't like Swedish music? Is that correct?
I'm generalizing and saying the majority of the stuff I've heard come out of Sweden sounds like the worst of 80s hair metal.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're a
genre
Swedist.
I love.
You're a Swedist.
Yes, I'm a Swedist.
You're a racist against the Swedes. Now,
I don't think it's possible. I'm part Swedish.
Well, you know, even Phil Ensemble likes the Swedish. Did you know that?
Well, they are blonde, the Aryans.
That is true. But anyway, moving on. I'm going to play a song from what I think is going to be my album of the year at the end of the year.
Okay.
And it's something I never would have thought I would say. I would never say the greatest album I've heard in at least the last couple of years is a band called Turbo Negro.
Well, Turbo Negro's all right. I'm not sure I knew before our pre-show prep that they were Swedish, but...
Yeah, so they've been around for quite a while. They have great...
Now,
great
hold on. You mentioned Phil Anselmo. He is not a fan of this band.
I don't think so, no.
End of joke.
I know. But the song I'm going to play right now, which has a little bit of an homage to My Stars by Alice Cooper in the first 30 seconds or so, it is called Hot for, tell me if I'm pronouncing this right, Nietzsche. Yes?
Yeah, no, it's actually pronounced.
Thank you. now. A 20-minute train ride to heaven or to hell. Back in the big old. Bienvenido Badassol. Winter's coming on and the nights are getting longer. This weekend doesn't kill me.
Well, it wouldn't be an episode of Cobras and Fire if there wasn't a Kiss reference or some kind of riff. So, Baco, take it away.
You saw the post on from Gene Simmons' Twitter where he went after bootleggers. He said he's basically calling out to his fans to narc out anybody that, and he calls them friends,
sure.
Please rat out anybody you know bootlegging the Gene Simmons vault because my lawyers are frothing at the mouth and hungry to sue. You know, and it just, first of all, what the fuck's he talking about? Does he know what bootlegging means? It doesn't mean file sharing. I mean, I guess it's in the same boat. It doesn't mean throwing it up on YouTube isn't really bootlegging, isn't it? It might be illegal.
Just, right. Yeah. No, bootlegging is, in his mind, there's some guy in a long leather coat, much like Rob Halford's with a thesaurus inside of it.
Instead of the thesaurus, he's got the vault.
That's right. He's just got the vault, except it's in 10 CDs and it doesn't weigh 30 pounds.
And it's actually Rob Halford. This is my other coat.
Hey, are you part of the metal community that I have? I have a bootleg vault for you.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear my uncle's a raft?
it's like he's like the worried that people. This is not the guy selling fake T-shirts in the parking lot, Gene.
But he's calling out. At that point, he's calling out probably, this is a realistic number, 300 humans that own mm-hmm. the vault. Right?
Yeah, you know. Point? Oh, you know, I talked to our boy Hollywood Pooney. Yeah. He did have to sign something that said he wouldn't do rips on it or something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Before he even got it, he had to sign.
Pooney, go ahead and post on Facebook if you want to correct the terminology there. But we definitely, I had heard that people who got the vault had to sign something that said they would never sell it. He said that was not the case, but it was something that said they couldn't, you know, distribute it online or anything.
Right. I am going to anticipate that the main reason for that, because I haven't heard anything on it, but the main reason for that, I think, is the fact that if it did get out, then people would stop going to the Gene Simmons Experience.
You know what? I think the people that pony up, I've kind of turned on this one. I do think the people that have the $2,000 that show up to this are going to enjoy the experience enough that the quality right. of music probably isn't going to be. And, you know, it is a cool package and a collectible. And if you're dropping $2,000 to spend an hour, well, it's a few hours with Gene and whoever, you know, butcher some songs on acoustic, you clearly are a collector. So,
right. And I get that. That's why it's sold, is the experience, because I guarantee out of those 10 discs, there's maybe 10 songs that I'll be like, why weren't these released? And then the rest of them, I go, I understand why they weren't released. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, anything? What else do you want to say about the?
Well,
the
did you know he's got? Well, that's all in on that. I just, you know, Gene. Well, I do have one thing. I think it's funny that he's rather spend the money to put lawyers on retainer than just offer this thing on a $100 thumb drive to the people who can't afford the $2,000, rather than make money on that. Which what he'd probably profit about $99.50. Right. You know, including postage, you know, I think that there's a way for him to do this vault experience thing. And, you know, because it's like first class on an airplane. I'm okay, you know, if you can't sit up there. Thank you, Michael Bramvold. But it's just more on that in the future. But let me cut that down.
What, did you have a brain fart?
It was a great Southern brain fart, Luz.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, I just think there's a way to accommodate everybody. Do this experience for the people who can afford it and have a good time at it. And then also, you know, throw the fans that actually just want to hear the music a bone, you know. A no-frills MP3, you know, thumb drive. Boom.
Yeah, I think you're right there, because I think that the people are going to spend $2,000. They're still getting exactly an experience. They're meeting him. Mm-hmm. They're hanging out for, I didn't know it was going to be like 7 hours or whatever the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty cool.
All these different things. Bruce Kulick shows up, maybe Ace, maybe Vinny, you never know, and all this stuff like that. Like, the actual music is almost an afterthought, if you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, after you see everything that's been going on. Did you happen to see any of that footage of the guy who had to drop the $50,000 to bring him to his house in Miami?
Somebody actually did that?
Yeah, and it was on. Someone shared some of the video in the Kiss Room, but yeah, I mean, I don't know why. You know, when I saw the $50,000 package, I of course imagined him in my modest home. But of course, someone with $50,000 is going to have. I mean, the living room. It was like a. It was first of all, it was like right out of. It was like I expected, like, you know, Crockett and Tubbs to come in and bust them for snorting coke or something. But it was this gigantic marble palace. And it's like,
why wouldn't it be?
It's Ace and Gene. Instead of playing acoustics, they're playing electric, and it's a bass and a guitar. And boy, you know how good that sounds.
Oh my God. Oh, I did see that. It sounded fucking horrible. It sounded like somebody that never played music before in their life.
I'd rather have him like do dishes or something, honestly.
It was so bad. I'm like, they're struggling through cold gin. I'm like, how are you guys not playing cold gin properly?
I mean, and doesn't this guy with the $50,000 know somebody who knows a drummer and a, you know, I mean, maybe get a fucking a PA on sticks, some kind of little 4-channel mixer?
They couldn't tell time. That was the problem.
Oh, but yeah, no, not good for him. Whatever. Go fuck yourself. Okay, well, another Gene news. He's got another book coming out. One more for the collector out there. Yeah. Have you heard the title?
No.
It's How to Make Millions Selling Dolls to 40-Year-Olds Who Are Held Back in the Fourth Grade.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It sounds like a page turner loose.
That sounds excellent.
Finally, something he's knowledgeable on. No, it's called 27. It turns out through his extensive research that Gene himself has done, he came across this anomaly of musicians dying at the age of 27. So he's gonna cover that. You know, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. Amy Winehouse. Can you think of any others?
No, but I'm guessing the theme is that he has nothing in common with any of these people.
Hey, like, you know who else is 27 right now?
Oh, let me think here.
Ed Sheeran.
I was going to say Bieber.
Fingers crossed, people. So, no, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what Gene's going to... I mean, this has got to be basically ghostwritten or heavily contributed by someone who's doing all the research, right? I mean, you've heard about this before, right? People, musicians dying at 27?
I didn't know that was the magic number, but it does sound, you know, that is kind of the zone, it seems like. Yeah.
It's definitely... Gene is not the first person I heard it from, I can tell you that. But Well, good luck to him. I hope the book does well and becomes a New York Times bestseller, and he can brag about what a powerful and attractive man he is. So
I'm just trying to figure out what he would contribute to that. It would just be like, this person died at 27. Next chapter. You know what
and
I mean?
And just a reminder of why I never numbed myself with drugs and alcohol. It made my schmeckle not work.
It's like here's a book to validate why I don't do alcohol or drugs.
That's basically it, right?
Here it is. Let me list everybody that's died at 27. He's probably going to not only just take rock stars, just find the obituaries of every town.
It's just a list. It's like a
it's
phone
just a
book.
List. It's a phone book of death. It goes on for 400 pages, and then at the end it has, but it's signed by him. That's all it is. It's an original signature at the end. Thank you very much for your money.
I have a book that in the back has, you know how you see those lists of like people who were born on your birthday?
Sure.
This is people who died on your birthday. You can look up and see. famous people. So.
All right.
Next Halloween, we'll crack into that happy little book.
Perfect. Well, as always, we're going to do a Cobra's Hard, what do you call it?
Hard Left.
And we are going to play a song. You know what? I'll give you your pick. You ready? Because I want to do some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Some of these bands you may know, might not know, but I'll tell you the song after, but I'm going to give you a choice of The Hives, Eclipse, or Hardcore Superstar.
Ooh, it's down to two. Hardcore Superstar.
You came to the party! We'll be right back.
That beer is hearty.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think I'm done after this one. But thank you, Jason. But yeah, so anyway.
Good choice.
So ABBA, right? That's a band out of there.
Yeah.
And one of the bands I want to feature that I actually played this song on probably the first two or three episodes, but I was going through their whole catalog and I was like, what song do I want to play? But this is the one that was my gateway drug. So if I'm talking about Sweden, I got to play them. And that is the band Mustache, that has a breakdown in the solo section that has a little bit of ABBA into it if it was filled with kick-ass guitars, and that is Double Nature. We'll be right back.
Winter is almost over, my friend. You know what March 1st is? That is the first day of meteorological spring. That's the
Which
spring
is bullshit.
I acknowledge meteorological spring because it comes 21 days sooner. So, and that means all this fat is gone.
Yeah, right.
I shed fat.
Oh, do you? Right after March?
Yeah, March 1st by noon, I'm like a fucking chiseled god, you know?
It's amazing. You put on your guns out, suns out, or suns out, guns out shirt. Right?
Yeah, this year, though, it's going to be the Cobras and Fire. Do I even know you, bro, tank?
Yellow one. Yeah. One you can see from Mars. It's awesome.
How about you, man? How's your winter gut going?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
He's storing nuts in the cheeks.
I'll tell you this much. What happens to me during the winter and everything like that is I don't actually gain weight. Like, if I get on the scale, it's the same. It's just moved from different areas. You get weaker, and certain areas get bigger, and it's not in the groin. It's like, that's how it goes. So anyway, so in that vein, the wife and I yesterday, just on a whim, one of my buddies is doing, have you ever heard of these things called Tough Mudder?
Oh, yeah, they do them out here.
Okay. So there's another one, the version. They have all these offshoots where, in all of these, you basically sign this waiver to say, basically, if you die, you can't sue us. And
you're not doing the Tough Mudder.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm doing this thing called Rugged Maniac, which is pretty much the same damn thing.
Oh, okay. So, you're not doing that.
I am doing that. I paid my money last night.
How much?
$45 each. We spent $90.
Yeah, you can skip that.
So my point is, we'll just keep this real quick. Is that we'll have updates between now and the expo. Is there's two extremes where I think that I will be showing up at the expo. I'll be showing up in relatively decent shape,
okay,
and or injured. What do you think?
Well, if
it's
if,
August, if, I should mention it's August 11th. So like,
oh, so it's real close to the Rockin' Pod too.
Yeah, so I'll be either like
in Nashville at the end of August.
In Nashville, so I'll be showing up in a cast, or be like, hey, looks like Canon at least is not.
You'll be showing up with cannons for arms, or you'll have a really good seat on the airplane.
We'll see. But what is your predicted? My point is that what's your predicted injuries? What will happen? Because we're both very, very brittle podcasters. Last year we broke ankles, or what'd you break last year?
I broke a wrist. Yeah,
you broke your wrist.
Insert
I broke
masturbation
an ankle.
Joke.
We both fell down stairs in some manner. Recently, about a week ago, I was coming out. I was coming out of the laundry room. And I tripped on the rug that my wife put down, and I bruised my toe to the point where I thought it was broken. That was just 2 weeks ago, and isn't healing now. So have you suffered any injuries recently?
I actually broke my pinky toe. It hurt really bad. I caught it on the corner of one of my road cases. I was barefoot walking in the basement, turned a corner, and I didn't think nothing of it. And then I took my sock off, and my pinky toe is pointing outward. So I just kind of kinked her back in, and I don't know. Now it's fine.
So realize these are the injuries that both of us sustain or that we
by walking.
So realize these are the type of injuries that we have inside of our homes.
Walking.
Doing normal things.
Oh, I turned a corner. Oh, blew a knee.
This thing has huge walls. I have to like crawl in mud pits. And you know, I am, and that whole thing is ridiculous too, because you know, I like wet wipes. Imagine mud all over my body. I mean, what can I do?
Well, I can tell you this is I know you pretty good. You're basically the closest person to me in my entire life.
Besides the wife.
So, besides what?
The wife and 10 other people before me.
Sure, them too. No, I know you well, and I am convinced that you're going to fake an injury early on, like probably before you even get mud, and like, it's something like, Hammy's kind of choked up. You guys go on without me.
That was the quote I was gonna say. It's like I'm immediately in like Vietnam. I'm like, oh, I'm hit. Go on, please don't wait for me.
You'll be icing your thigh down with a six pack of this IPA Kearney bought us in the parking lot while your wife is kicking everybody's ass.
Because I'm pretty sure this Elysian will make it to August. Because I don't know if I can drink this until then. The only thing I would use this beer for, Kearney, is for pure painkiller.
Yeah, I'm feeling no pain right now. Thanks, Todd. Or thanks, Jay. I can't remember his name. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what I'm saying. This fucking beer
space dust.
Space dust. The Hives, Eclipse, or a Monomarth?
A Monomarth.
We'll be right back.
Honor Marth probably isn't among the bands from Sweden that will be appearing on the Monsters of Rock cruise. There's got to be at least a couple on there, right? Which, as we are recording this, is just wrapping up, I believe.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw a couple posts on Facebook or something like that. What's the lineup this year?
I know Keel's there. And they went on at 11:45 and a.m., not quarter to 12. Yeah, they went on just before noon is what I'm getting at here.
Did they say, like, this is for Baco?
I'm sure, yeah. I guarantee Ron Keel has been dropping my name to get laid the entire time, which is funny.
What's the opposite of name dropping?
Yes, saying my name. Yeah, well, there's always a decent amount of Decibel Geekers staffers on that ship. I know Meister goes almost every year. I think.
Oh, so Meister was that on that one too.
Yeah, okay. Fucking Rock and Ron was there with Rock and Dawn. Yeah, right. But no, yeah. So I mean, it actually looks kind of like fun. I've never been on a cruise. Have you?
I've been on a cruise, but I've never been on a rock cruise. In fact, the first 3 or 4 years of the Kiss cruise existed, I lived, you know, like an hour from Miami. So it would have been, you know, in comparison, a cheap cruise compared to people that have to make
a
trip.
Because you don't have to do the flight and stuff. So.
Right, and all that stuff like that. But I just never – the rock cruise that I would want to do, I never had really interest in going to the Kiss cruise. I did definitely want to go to like a Monsters of Rock or something like that because I don't think I could take of any band – it doesn't matter if it's my favorite band – that's like 24/7 of that band.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, for me, it's more that the Monsters of Rock cruise seems more like a social event, where the Kiss cruise seems more like a social experiment.
it's like Darwinism.
Yeah, it would be. You know, you can only take an ego boost for maybe 1 or 2 days on a cruise. By day 3, you start thinking you're becoming them.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I want to tuck my T-shirt in, but my mind says no.
3 sides of a coin is 3 hours. This is 24/7.
Look, a buffet. Yeah, so I'm with you. I would much rather do the Monsters of Rock cruise just because it seems more, I don't know, fun. The artists aren't so big that they have to hold themselves off on one end of the boat, which, believe it or not, I would get why Gene and Paul aren't going to actually mingle. They would just mobbed. I mean, even Def Leppard tried it and it turned into a disaster and Jimmy Bain died.
So do you know how to, since you haven't been on a cruise, you probably don't know, like, you know, when the staff is there, they're there for like,
well, I mean, I've never been on a cruise, but I've watched a lot of Love Boat. Carry on.
Okay, well, I don't think they really broke this down, but the first... Oh, yeah, you've also seen Titanic, right? No, you have not.
I have not, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, Titanic portrays a culture that the first, second, and third levels of the cruise, which are, by the way, the lower you get, the more you feel the ocean. Uh-huh. Okay, so the more expensive rooms are higher up. That is where the staff is, okay? So in Titanic, people are dancing a jig. They're banging inside of limousines and stuff like that. That's not actually how it is. So basically what I'm saying is the staff and everybody like that is put down the bottom, basically the ghetto of the boat. And I'm guessing that is exactly where Ted Poley and Steelheart is, somewhere between the janitorial staff and the guy in the bathroom that hands you mints.
And then you hear a knock at your door. Tommy Thayer, here to take your linens.
That's right. That's where he is. Perfect. I love
Eric Singer's picking up trays in the hallway. So back to the Monsters of Rock cruise, though. There is this notice being circulated that it probably isn't real, but I think it's fun for us if we just decide it is. It looks very official. It's on Monsters of Rock, you know, stationary heading and stuff like that.
okay.
And the title of it is Masturbation Notice.
Ooh, no, I like it already.
Yeah, I knew you would. So I'm going to read this through, and then afterwards I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, okay?
So this is actually like something you found where?
I found it on the Meister's Facebook page. I believe he was I believe he was tagged, so to speak, in this photo. So
okay, continue.
All right. Masturbation in the showers is a violation of Monsters of Rock housing code. The shower drain I'm sorry, this has a exclamation point at the end, so I should say it loud. The shower drains are not designed to handle semen. The excessive amounts of semen in the drains cost thousands of dollars in maintenance and must be reflected in housing price increases for the next year. It's your money. please masturbate in your own room. And at the bottom, it signs off with, please see your RA with any questions. Thank you for your cooperation.
I'm going to let you go on this right now, but I already have a huge merchandising idea. So could,
well, even if this isn't real, this got me thinking. Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you think I want to preface this, the single dude to single woman ratio, because I'm not claiming there aren't women on there. But what do you think the amount of single men to single women are on this thing?
You do want me to give you an answer? Or you
yeah, what do you think? What would your best guess be? Just
oh,
on that.
I'm going to say 0 to 10.
It's 10 to 1 at least. I mean, women, this is not a cruise a woman goes on, you know, single. There are plenty of meisters out there going on this. So what I'm getting at is that you're having fun. You're at basically a 24/7 rock concert. You're seeing, well, I mean, I don't know how they look now, but you know what I mean? It's like it's rock show. You know, you get drunk, you get horny, and everything is double occupancy. Now, even if it's your buddy, nobody wants to jerk off in a room with somebody else in it. Well, typically. And nobody wants to be in a room with someone jerking off. So that leaves the fucking shower, man. And I don't know about
of
you,
course.
but if there's a guest at your house, where do you want them to masturbate if they must? For me, it's a shower. As far as I'm concerned, it's just being polite.
Well, sure. I mean, there you got the shower, you got the drain, you can.
No cleanup?
Yes, of course. I mean, continue, please. I think that's completely acceptable.
Well,
and,
what do you think
norm,
about
man.
That? I mean, that seems like a fairly valid theory. Like, this might actually be a problem.
Yes, but can you imagine? So you're saying that the amount of semen at the Monsters Rock cruise is enough
semen
to clog
on a cruise.
is enough to clog the pipes and cause a plumber issue more than wet wipes is what you're saying.
Yes,
this is more of a
yeah. This is
more
a bigger
of a situation.
Semen apparently is not flushable.
Yes, but what about the worst? Can you imagine a plumber going like, not only do you have wet wipes in here, but you have a wet wipe that you used on your own semen. This is fucking up the plumbing.
Could you imagine if this is really a thing? Imagine pulling that snake back out.
And it's nothing but like Peter North exploding everywhere.
And it's just like, what if like some kind of like weird cloning guy put all this together and like cloned like a sample of all the Monsters of Rock Cruise single guys?
You know what would happen? It would
I'll tell you right now, that guy would not be allowed at any buffet in Vegas.
No, it's they would grow it. It would be like it would turn into Dirk Schneider.
There's an ego boost.
This man is like I can't even take anymore. So, but the theory is that there's nothing but like, these guys see these concerts. They're by themselves. They're single. They're just it's just. Oh my God! All they're gonna do is nothing. I guarantee it. At 2 a.m. every night, you just walk out. You just walk down a hall, and all you hear is oh.
No, because of this notice, you're gonna walk down the hall and see socks on the door handles, letting their roommate know they're jerking off.
That's right. But people would walk by them and just grab them and use them as jerk socks.
That's what I'm saying.
Defeats the purpose. Like they're there and it's a signal, and all of a sudden they just take them away and they walk in. But I think all you're going to hear is showering and jerking off.
And a lot of showering going on in this Monsters of Rock cruise.
I just saw the Iron Maidens. Oh. what are some of the bands there, though? It's almost like, it seems like it's...
Oh, God. It's all this... Just run down the... Like, grab a Hit Parader from 1988 or Metal Edge, and you're going to be 50% right just rattling it off. It's probably got Slaughter, Winger, fucking...
But it's you know who's
Bang
almost
Tango,
headlining is...
Tora Tora.
Tesla. Tesla lives there.
Tesla, yeah. They are there, actually, yeah.
Because you haven't been on a cruise... every morning, what they do is they have these announcements of the things for the day. And if you could just hear, good morning, everyone. I just want to let you know the semen is clogging the pipes. This is your captain. Dana Strum will be orchestrating the shuffleboard tournament on Dex 15 today. Again, don't come in the pipes. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want to do a Cobra's Hard Left and finish the episode?
Yeah,
off?
Let's get out of here, man.
Let's get out of here. We're going to do a surprise song here, and this is another band from Sweden that in post-production.
We already said every band is going to be the from Sweden, so I think they already know it's from Sweden, and you're going to choose.
Okay, fine.
So.
Rock's Not Dead.
It's Hiding.
With Swedish Fish.
Meatballs.
And Chefs.
Yeah! thought you were wrong.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.